Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
It's EV News Daily for Thursday, 8th of May. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. There's two new Mitsubishis coming. The first one's going to look a lot like a Nissan because Mitsubishi will release their EV SUV based on the Nissan Leaf with Nissan Leaf styling. Of course, it'll have its own branding, Mitsubishi versus Nissan, but otherwise the same shape, LED lights, all things like that. Vehicle using the same platform, MFEV, as the new Nissan Leaf, so the same technical specs as well. The US may well eliminate the electric vehicle tax credit. The House Speaker Mike Johnson saying there's a better chance they're going to kill it than save it. The new budget process is coming up in the fall, I believe, which is when it will go. But of course, it will disproportionately hurt the electric vehicle industry, which is mainly based in Republican states. So there could be, what with a small majority in the Senate, some dissenting voices. We'll see. Rivian reports some great news. Their Q1 financials, and they had a gross profit of $206 million. Rising cash flow as well, and informing us that the R2 price will stay the same despite tariffs. They're working with their supply chain and getting it all in place. They can still offer the base vehicle for $45,000. Speaking of which, it's going to arrive in 2026. RJ Scaringe, the CEO, posting two images of the upcoming R2 on the production line. The lines are built. They are so-called validation models. Validation builds on the pilot line, and that is coming along all on track. That's going to be such an amazing vehicle. A midsize, a smaller SUV, the R2, much more mainstream, and of course, much lower cost as well. Tesla is launching their entry-level Model Y in the US and Canada, long-range rear-wheel drive, and doing quite decent mileage as well, 357 miles, up from 327 range for the all-wheel drive version. And Tesla's going to try out something called dynamic supercharger pricing. I guess a bit like Uber. Calling an Uber when it's really busy, it's more expensive. Tesla are going to try this. The price won't change once you start charging, but it will be dynamic pricing based on the time of day, busyness. Of course, around Thanksgiving, it's going to be very expensive. But Tesla's saying the overall average price you pay should stay about the same. Of course, go to a less busy supercharger station out of busy hours and you'll pay a lot less. They're trying to nudge your behavior to smooth out the peaks and troughs, and that's a really good idea. Hyundai is unveiling their new EV charging enhancements on their new vehicles, plug and charge and in-app charging for the US as well. Leap Motor and Geely both talking about how They are, well, using the absence of Tesla at the Auto Shanghai show, the biennial event, to really try and get some customers away from Tesla in China. And they say that it's working as well, both Leapmotor and Geely, with their Galaxy brand doing some really, really big sales numbers over the five-day holiday from May 1st to May 5th. Waymo is expanding their robo-taxi production in Mesa, Arizona. Their facility there, which is new since last October, converts cars with the software and the sensor suite on the roof. Those Jaguar I-Paces, they have about 1,500 robo-taxis so far, operating about 250,000 paid rides weekly, but they've got enough capacity to go to 250,000 rides daily, or 1.5 million weekly. Onvo is the subsidiary of NIO, and they're removing any upgrade fee to go from the 60 to the 85 kilowatt-hour battery in their battery swap stations in China. Very interesting. You used to have to pay a fee of around $400 or so equivalent to go for the bigger battery, but that's now exactly the same price. You just pay the slightly higher monthly price of leasing the bigger battery, but you can have it for maybe a month and you wouldn't have to pay that one-off fee to go to the bigger battery, maybe for a long road trip or seeing the family in the battery swap stations. Ferrari's EV is being launched later than planned in 2026, not this year. And California is investigating the Sony Honda Ophelia model for going direct and avoiding dealerships. And that's briefly.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.